Hi, Jeanette. I've just completed the first of your body talk sessions for the program. So let me just remind you the premise behind body talk. So we're looking at what is out of balance in the whole holistic picture of your physiology, your psychology, your environments, your energy. And I'm tuning into your innate wisdom because your innate wisdom has an awareness of what balance should be and usually can bring all those different factors into balance. But if there's been too much stress, then it can cause that ability to kind of rebalance to be tripped. And also if something's been out of balance for too long, the body may no longer recognize it as being in balance. So the body talk session is firstly to discover from the body-mind complex, from your innate wisdom, what is out of balance. And then secondly, to bring that into consciousness so that your body can do what it needs to do to bring that balance back. So you do not need to do anything yourself. If there is anything, I'll let you know. For instance, drink some more water, which actually didn't come. Actually, yes, for you, this will be one, drinking more water. But you don't have to make any of the changes happen that are referred to in the session. It's just trusting that your body and your mind will do that on its own. Okay, so when I tuned into you, I saw you as flying up in the sky, very high, and the words that came in were to be able to oversee everything. Now the problem is that up there is very lonely and it feels very disconnected. So there's a sense of conflict, and this conflict came up in the session as well, of the need to be aware of things, be on top of things. So this is the coping mechanism. It's what helps you to feel safe. But the flip side of it is that there's a sense of being disconnected to everything around you. Because when you're in this more hypervigilant state, it's very difficult to feel a sense of being calm, relaxed, connected, joyful, and those things that often will happen in a parasympathetic response state. And so the two words that came up for you are connection and rest. And I know you do rest, but I think your body's quite hardwired to be in a state of hypervigilance, even when you are trying not to do anything. Okay, then the question then came up, what happens if you followed your feet instead of your head? So I saw your feet kind of just walking and like the rest of your body following it. So the idea here is, I think, what would happen if you didn't react to the normal patternings that are very, very familiar to you from many, many, many years of having used them as coping mechanisms, and completely understandably as well, which would be your head patterns. What would happen if you... So the picture was also following the feet off into the sunset. What would happen if you actually just like said to hell with it? This is not so clear cut as what I'm saying right here, but it's the idea of being more able to let go of the old patterns and kind of allow new ways of being that wouldn't require a little bit of letting go. And then your liver came up big time. Now the liver has a consciousness of, it has the physiology of processing and detoxifying. It's called the drill sergeant in the body, because the consciousness of the liver is processing, planning and organizing, which is quite related to the physiological processes that it does. And the liver just came up as a focus, and you will see in the session that I did focus on it. Okay, so I started off by doing cortices for you, which balances the different parts of the brain together so that the whole brain has good neural communication happening, and it kind of helps the entire brain to just settle from stress, because sometimes the brain can almost be quite activated and almost frozen too, if it's even in a more of a stress state. So it's just helping to de-stress the brain and to improve communication throughout the brain, from left to right and from the different left hemisphere to right hemisphere and the different cortices. I then had to do hydration for you. So hydration is enabling your cells to better utilize any water that you are getting through diet or drinking. And sometimes that water can just sit on the outside of the cells. It's not being fully absorbed. So it's just supporting that process. But within that was the idea of also connecting you to earth. So that I'm thinking again of that bird flying way above earth, bringing you back down to the ground, connecting you to the global nature intelligence system, because we are connected to nature through water. If you just think about the impact that the moon has on us, on our sleep patterns, our menstrual cycles, our moods, it's because the moon has a tidal pull on the waters in our body. And in many ways, the waters of the earth, of nature, are connected to us through water. So we're working with just further establishing that connection to nature, which is very much around the feminine. I then needed to balance you to your environment, particularly to your husband, with the idea of balancing you to him as a support a person who can provide support and protection. This is the masculine quality that we all seek. And many of us have the wounding of the abandonment by the masculine. And there's a pattern in you of this abandonment, which also makes it very hard to rely on and trust your husband. And of course, I know that the ADHD makes it tricky, but we're working with that whole pattern and balancing you towards enabling the support and protection to be able to see where it does exist for you and to receive and accept that. Linking that to all your meridians and the energy meridians all together create your Wei Qi around your body, which is like an electromagnetic field just above and just below the surface of the skin. And this is very much related to protection. So we then link that to CV7, which is an acupuncture point on the conception vessel. It's around the sternum, and it is it's the meeting point of many different meridians, and it strengthens the energy and supports all the meridians. And this whole formula was all around the idea of protection and support. And in this case, it's like they're the same thing. So support feels like it would offer protection, but the dichotomy is that if you allow support, it makes you feel vulnerable because you don't know if you can trust it. So then you don't feel protected. Okay, so bringing in that belief system now that others are unreliable, and that so therefore it's difficult and tricky to depend on others. So then parallel to that, we're working with a fear of trusting and being let down. And then I ask the question, what happens, what does it mean if you do trust and you let down? Because whatever that means is a very deep core wound for you. So what does it mean? Does it mean that you are not important? Does it mean that you are totally alone then? Does it mean that you die? Is it like an annihilation fear? Whatever that wounding is, there is a real deep core wound. So it's very hard then to trust other people, because if you were to be let down, what would it mean? Linking that to your Wei Qi, working with, again, the protective nature of the Wei Qi, but having to balance it, because in some ways your Wei Qi is overly strong and in other ways it's not strong enough. So we worked with the fact that it's too strong in the areas of not allowing yourself to receive support and not allowing yourself to be vulnerable. So allowing and receiving an openness and difficulty with being vulnerable. So there's almost like too much strength in that buffer that's there between you and the world. And then what's not enough is the physical quality of the Wei Qi, which actually supports you from being impacted by the energies of other people. So not only were you struggling with the fact that your parents were unhappy and they weren't very present and supportive, you also, it seems, were very empathic and very aware of their emotions and their energies, which makes it a double whammy, because not only then are you alone, but there's no one to support you with these massive big feelings that are being triggered in you that you couldn't have understood at that age. And even and most adults don't even understand when they're feeling emotions that actually aren't necessarily theirs, that belong to others, and the energies that they pick up being around other people. All right, so having to balance your way chi, making it in some areas a bit stronger and other areas not as strong. All of that was put together as like a package and then tapped out. I was then drawn to your liver, and the top part of your liver was looking pretty inflamed. The whole liver is feeling quite sluggish, very exhausted, and generally compromised. So this is again not necessarily all physical. The words that came up were being driven by fear. So this is a very busy liver, this drill sergeant, planning, organizing, structure, That's the role of the liver to a large degree. And it's then going to impact the physiology of the liver. So I had to do a formula on the liver and everything that's impacting its capacity to function optimally. So we worked with some active memories that I needed to neutralize. So active means that they still hold an emotional charge for you. So we worked with 7, 8, and 9 years of age and various different memories of unpredictability. And then 10.5 years, we worked with a memory of feeling betrayed or let down. Then we had to bring in a fear of being alone, and contradictory to that, a fear of depending on others. And related to both of them, deep grief, because it's like you're stuck in between a rock and a hard place there, which is, it just feels very, very sad and lonely. And then balancing your mouth to navel, which is around allowing the self to be nourished by life. And there was an impact, there is a focus here on the fact that you're not fully nourished by the food you're eating as well. So there's an issue with assimilation in some ways. And then what came up was aspartate transaminase, which is AST. It's a liver enzyme, and it's very rarely low, but in your case, it came up as being too low. So we needed to work with epigenetics and the switch that enables more expression of that gene to enable that those enzymes. So genetically to enable more of those enzymes to be present and to be active. It can be related to vitamin B deficiency, and its results, it can be related to inflammatory disease, liver functioning, kidney. So who knows? It's not important. It's not something for you to worry about. Just trust that your body is doing what it needs to do. And the AST is related to breaking down proteins for energy, and plays that pathway plays a partial role in detoxing and glucose production. I then, when I tapped this all out, had a visual of you really struggling in the water, kind of struggling and being tossed and turned, and then just letting go. That kind of moment of just like surrender, let go, and then being carried by the water and actually going with the flow of the water. And that was then all tapped out to ensure that the liver begins to function optimally. Okay, that was the end of the session. If you can please tap out cortices for 6 days, it's going to help to integrate this session. And like I said, there's nothing that you need to actually do. You may notice memories coming up. You may notice that you are more emotional in some ways. So any of these aspects we've touched upon can then be expressed in certain ways as they are kind of becoming more conscious to be processed. And that's not a bad thing. So just allowing that and knowing that it's part of the process. And please, if you can just drink some water and do your cortices. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. Take care. Bye.